Blog Talk Radio.
Live on Psychic Talk. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever and whenever you may be listening to us across the entire globe. It's Psychic Talk, that's right, and the Psychic Cafe. Come on into the cafe, grab a cup of coffee, a latte, cup of tea, pull up a chair, and let's hang out here in the cafe. That's right. I'm going to apologize ahead of time. If you hear any noise, we have work being done to our patio outside. That's right. And it's like literally right outside this window of my office here. So they're almost done. So hopefully it won't be like noise continuously throughout the entire show. Maybe a little, buzzsaw going here and there occasionally, but I think they're almost done out there. Just finishing up some stuff right now. So I apologize ahead of time. That's right. Hey, you can call into the show, 714-816-4628. That's 714-816-4628. As soon as you get through, press 1 on your dial pad. That lets us know you want to be live on air with us. You can also ask questions in the chat. So we are on YouTube. And it is Psychic Talk. So if you're listening to us on the radio, because we're simulcasting on radio and here on YouTube, it's great. Yes. A lot of technology involved in that and a lot of stuff to set up, let me tell you. You can go to psychic.cafe. I'm going to put up the cafe URL here. And I know if you're on radio, you're not seeing this, but you just open a new tab in your browser, type psychic.cafe/YouTube. That'll take you over to our YouTube channel. Or if you're on YouTube, search Psychic Talk. Now there's a lot of Psychic Talk. There's a lot of psychic stuff, on YouTube. So you may have to hit where you can do the filters. So you click filter, click channel. And that way our channel will come up. Okay. You can also use @PsychicTalk. That'll take you there as well. So youtube.com/@PsychicTalk. And just join us on the live and in the chat on the live. And you can ask questions in there. So if you want a general reading, like a general message from the universe, say, hey, Dax, please pull a card for me. If you have something very specific, type the question in. And, keep it to one or two lines, try to be concise, but just type it in. There's no list to get on. You don't have to ask for a reading. You just type it in there and we take them in the order that they come. So when we get to you, we get to you. So, be a little patient on that. Right now it is super quiet. This may be end up being the shortest show we've ever done because it's just quiet out there. I've never seen it like this. Even our regulars aren't here. But, of course, I didn't have an opportunity really today to promote as much as I normally do. So we'll see. We'll see if anybody, shows up soon. If not, hey. We were here, and that's our thing for 2024, trying to be here every day for you, do a show every day. Now, some of our hosts have their shows like The Angelic View, Catherine Hans, that's Maria Moss, Catherine Hans, Compassionate Light on Fridays, Michelle Metheny's new show, Michelle's Mystic Corner, Wisdom of the Soul with Janice Fuchs. Magic Universe with Sharona Rapsik. Now, Sharona is on winter break, okay? But those are our other shows, which may be on, different days during the week. And then when we don't have a show like that scheduled, we do one of these shows where it's just psychic talk, just me, sometimes one of my co-hosts. In fact, Michelle has her second ever Michelle's Mystic Corner show this Saturday, but she's going to join me tomorrow, which is going to be great. We're going to all hang out together tomorrow. So, if we start getting a lot of calls and questions in the chat and I don't get to, which looks doubtful today, but if it was to happen, guess what? You can call in and chat with Michelle and I tomorrow. Yes. Meanwhile, come over and join the website. It's psychic.cafe. It's free to join. We'd love to have you over there. And when you land on the page, there'll be a welcome notice. And there's actually a lot of social media links at the bottom. So if you want to sign up via Amazon or Facebook or Instagram or something like that, you can. But there's a green button that says, I can't remember now exactly what it says. Oh, let me pop over here so I can tell you. Okay, so I'm going to pop over here. And it says, join us now. It's free. It's a green button. Just click on that. And then you can put in a username. And you can put in your email address and a password. And so you can join easily that way. It's free and fast. You can sign up. And then you can message us on the website and participate on the website as well. So once again, it's www.psychic.cafe. to come join us over there. And while I'm thinking about it, don't forget to subscribe to the channel. We're inching towards that elusive 500 subscriptions. We also have to get 3,000 hours of watch time. We're way behind on that. So we need your help with that. There's lots of great videos, like workshops we've done, things like that, that you can watch that'll help boost our watch time, as well as, of course, joining us for the lives all week long, you know, here. And that helps us a lot. But subscribe and don't forget to hit the like on the video each day you come into. And we're here every day. So come hang out with us. Grab your tea or coffee. So it is Tuesday, February 20th. So 20 is 2 plus 0 is 2. So it's that 2 energy. We also had that energy yesterday for the date. The date this time adds up and reduces to 3. So that's creativity and communication. And you remember from yesterday all the info about 2. You know, 2 is relationships and cooperation, partnerships, moderation, all that kind of stuff, you know. Interpersonal communication, and to go along with that 2 energy, I got the Sun card when I cut the deck to the heart of the matter. So before I pick the card of the day, I shuffle and I cut the deck, and whatever card is underneath in the middle, that's the heart of the matter, the Sun card. Yay! So it's looking really, really good today. It is nice and sunny outside here in Tucson. I don't know where you are, but you can let me know in the chat. So yeah, the Sun card. It's awesome. Great card to get for a day. And then that 3 energy from the whole date is creativity and communication. So great day to be, you know, creative and to work on your inner communication, you know, especially with it being a 2 energy also, you know. So relationships, communication in your relationships. I also got, that's right, it's the Page of Swords again. Now, some of you might have a message coming in or something along those lines, because pages, and as well as knights, are kind of known for that, right? Swords, obviously, we're talking about thoughts and ideas here, right? So, you know, when you get the Page of Swords, just by looking at the card, what do you see, right? This is a good time to, you know, keep your guard up, okay? The situation, whatever is going on, it requires attention and being alert, okay? And you may need to defend yourself. Of course, you know, again, thoughts and ideas, and he has this single sword, so like, you know, maybe a single thought or idea you have going on here. If you have an idea that you've been sitting on, now is the time to go for that. You know, just take action in that direction, see what happens, build the foundation, okay? Because pages, you know, pages are known as the young people in tarot, right? So it can mean a couple of things. Like for you personally, maybe you need to take a youthful approach to a situation, or this idea you have. See what the kids are doing, right? It also might mean that there's a young person that needs your guidance as well. Yeah. Sometimes the Page of Swords pops up and you need to take a step back and, you know, look at it from a different angle. The Page of Swords, actually, that's my card because it's associated often with Gemini from astrology, okay, and Mercury. And, you know, what that's saying is that you want to maybe take a curious approach to things, you know, ask questions and get all the details, go deep in your analyzing, you know, ask a lot of questions, gather the facts, keep your eyes and ears open, right? Yeah, so that is what is going on with the card of the day. Okay, I'm going to put that back in here. All righty, so I'm going to, let's see. Okay, still no callers and no one in the chat either. I mean, it is completely dead, so I'm going to take a short break here. And I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Okay, and I am back. I was just sending out a message there. Oh, Dan popped in. Hey, Dan. And Joe. Hi, Joe. Welcome into the cafe here. I just did the cards of the day and the numerology of the day, but it is so quiet. It is so quiet. You could hear a pin drop, right? Yep. So if anybody has any questions, just pop them in the chat. If you want to know about anything, if you have any questions about tarot or numerology, if you have any questions about psychic development, hypnosis, NLP, EFT, life coaching, if you have a question or, you know, about your personal life or you, you know, love, romance, career, business, jobs, all that stuff. And, or if you just want a general message, that's fine as well. And then the phone number, I'll give out the phone number again. In case somebody's listening and is thinking about calling in, yes, you can call in 714-816-4628. That's 714-816-4628. When you get through, remember to press 1 on your dial pad. I know yesterday we had a caller, unfortunately I can't remember her name, but she said she was just, you know, looking around on blogtalkradio.com and saw our live show and decided to pop in and decided to call into the show. So maybe we'll get some of those before the bottom of the hour. And hang on just a second here. Oh, Grand Madam Tarot is here. It's been a while. How are you doing? Good to see you in there. Hey, real quick, I'm going to go through, you know, some of the stuff going on here on the network and everything while we're waiting for people to get in. Oh, my God, there's Shakti. Hi, Dr. Rose. Coach Shakti is in the house. Yes, I'm glad. And Michelle popped in, too. Hi, Michelle. Michelle's going to be my guest co-host tomorrow. Can't wait. Yeah. And Saturday, I can't wait for Saturday. Michelle's Mystic Corner. It's going to be her second ever show. Now, I don't know what she has planned for us. I think she might have a topic or something she wants to go into. So I'm going to be finding out when you find out next Saturday, this coming Saturday. Yeah, this coming Saturday. Hey, guys, welcome aboard Dan, Joe, Michelle. Grand Madam Tarot and Coach Shakti, that's Dr. Rose, one of our previous hosts who hopefully will pop on and do some guest appearances. What do you think, Dr. Rose? Pop in here, tell us what's been going on with you. That'd be really cool. But it's been quiet in here, like really quiet. So rather than waiting to the bottom of the hour, I'm going to go through some of the informational stuff, and then hopefully we have some calls by then. Or some questions in the chat. If somebody wants me to pull a card for them, just say, hey, please pull a card. Or if you have a specific question, type in the specific question, you know, a couple lines, and I'll get to it. But yes, we're doing shows every day. Now, not everybody knows we're doing shows every day. So some of the days, especially Mondays and Tuesdays, have been really quiet. Now, yesterday was not quiet. It was crazy. You know, we had a lot more listeners than we've had on, you know, even going back a ways. You know, since the beginning of the year, our viewership on the lives has been, you know, going up. So hopefully people will, you know, get the word. Today, I was late and didn't get my normal promotions out on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter, X, and LinkedIn and everything, you know, so that might be also part of it. And I sent out a message to all our hosts that, hey, I'm live over here. And it's like, pretty dead. But hopefully it'll pick up in the coming weeks when people realize that we're here every day and you can call in. And it's the same phone number, 714-816-4628, to call into the show. Dr. Rose says, I'm definitely down for that. Be sure to send some hearts, folks. Yes, she's been hitting the hearts there. Hey, if you haven't signed up yet on the website, go over to psychic.cafe and sign up. If you haven't subscribed to this channel, hit the subscribe button. And Dr. Rose was talking about sending the hearts. Also, like the video, because that really helps us out as well. So, yes, shows daily, right? And then on Friday, it'll be Compassionate Light. Spiritual channel, Catherine Hahn. Now, she couldn't do the show last Friday. Her son was ill. He got better, but then the other son got ill on Monday. Monday, she was going to record what she was going to do on Friday, but I don't know if she's going to get that done today or tomorrow. She's not feeling very well either. So our prayers and thoughts and healing Reiki energy goes out to Catherine. And so she might end up waiting till this Friday to do both the topic from last Friday and the wrap up. It's actually the wrap up of her February series of shows on the soul this Friday. And then I wanted to mention that Maria had to postpone her third Sunday episode of the Angelic View this month, but that's okay because she's going to be back shortly, because the first Sunday is the 3rd of March, which is less than 2 weeks. You know, so this Sunday, it'll be me, doing a psyche talk show, and probably my guest co-host is going to be Pamela Steele. So that'll be great. You know, I just got her Eternal Seeker Oracle. Really cool. I'll have to use it on that show. But then Marie will be back on the 3rd of March. Okay. So mark that in your calendars. As I said earlier, Michelle's Mystic Corner, her second ever show, the 4th Saturday show, is this Saturday coming up, the 24th. And then every month, the 2nd and 4th Saturdays. So just like the Angelic View is every other week, the 1st and 3rd Sundays, Michelle's Mystic Corner is the 2nd and 4th Saturdays. So Dr. Rose said that she's down for that. So Dr. Rose, I'm going to have to send you a message. And, you know, I don't know when you're available, but we're doing these shows like every day. So like if you want to pop on like a Thursday or a Tuesday like today, like you're popping into the chat, you know, whenever you have it free and want to come on, and we can catch up with you and everything. Maria is in the chat. Hi, Maria. Wow. She just popped in. I was just talking about Maria's show, and she says she's looking forward to be back with the Angelic View on Sunday the 3rd with me. Yes, I'm going to guest co-host again, and we have a lot of fun. It's been just great since Maria's come back for 2024 with her show. The New Year's sale is still going on. I think everything is fine. I think you can go and sign up and everything. Now, I'm having an issue. I just found this out right before the show. So little frazzled, you know, I'm having problems with our payment processor, and I don't know what the issue is with them. They're telling me, you know, like unusual activity, whatever. The only unusual activity that I see is that we have more and more people signing up for the New Year's sale for the lifetime membership. People are actually joining. And I started something new. When you go to the New Year's sale page and there's the button to sign up, and it's just $78 for lifetime membership. I also, below that, there's a button where a link where you can go and sign up for two payments of $39. Okay. So I don't know what's going on with that. I'll find out after I get off, you know, from the show here. Hopefully everything will get ironed out, but just weird stuff going on. You know, in the meantime, if you want to join our, you know, lifetime membership, and, you know, you're not, let's say you're not quite sure, as I'm not with the processing and everything like that, just send me a message. Just say, hey, Dax, I want to sign up for the lifetime membership, 75% off, you know, one payment of $78 or two payments of $39. Just let me know. Message me. You can also email me, dax@psychic.cafe. That's dax@psychic.cafe. That's my email address now. And send me an email, or like I always say, go over to Psychic Cafe and sign up free, and then go to my page, psychic.cafe/Dax. And you go to my profile, you'll see a button there. It's like the icon of a envelope, the message icon. Send me a message and say, hey, Dax, I want to sign up for the lifetime membership. And we'll do the payment another way. We'll do it through Facebook Messenger. We'll do it through PayPal, Venmo, something else, okay, because we're having this issue right now with Square. Hopefully that'll get ironed out in the next day or two, but I'm not sure. So just message me and I'll get you signed up. Rose joined recently, and then we just had someone sign up like today on there. I forget who it was. I think it was, let me see. And they signed up with the two payments of $39. Oh, it was Joy. It was Joy. And I don't know if she's here in chat. I don't know if that's Joe. I don't know. But let me know. We've had a Joy in here before. as well. So that's going on too, as well. Again, 714-816-4628. We have a phone call. I'm going to go to that phone call in just a second. Let me pop in the chat here, see if I'm missing anything. Everybody's saying hello. It's so neat that Grand Madame Tarot came back in because I haven't seen her in a while. And we've got Joe, Dan, Michelle, Dr. Rose. That's Coach Shakti. She's doing a lot of coaching stuff now. And Maria. Awesome. Dan did want me to pull a card. That's why I came back to the chat, because I know he had something in here. Pull a card on the email I sent on behalf of an individual with disabilities. Oh, that's interesting. Oh, let's see what comes up on that. Shakti, let's see. Coach Shakti, Dr. Rose says, okay, we can discuss a day when I can come on. I even post an announcement. I'll even post an announcement to my channel. Yes, Dr. Rose's channel has been growing a lot lately, and she's back to posting again. In fact, on Psychic Cafe, what was that, a month ago or so, Rose, I posted one of your first new videos that you had gotten up there. It was really great. Put the link to, if you can, or either the name of your channel, you know, at whatever, you know, if you have a name to your channel, or if you can grab the link and pop it in the chat here, go ahead and do that. I might actually, who knows, I might actually be able to do it if I can look you up real quick on, see if you pop up. Again, I have to hit the filters because to get the channels to come up, it's just, you know, trying to see if I can find that. Okay. It's not showing up on there, but I could look. She'll post the link soon. Okay, hold on. She's going to get the link. All right. So, Dan, let's see what's going on here. And, oh, I went back to the phone lines and the caller dropped off. Okay. So, if you're calling in, give me a second to get to you, okay? So 714-816-4628, as soon as you get through, press 1 on your dial pad. That lets me know you want to be live on air. So once again, 714-816-4628, press 1 as soon as you get through. That puts you up in the caller queue. I didn't intend for that to rhyme, but I'll take it this time. Well, I just did a double rhyme. So what I was going to say was, I don't know if it's Blog Talk hung up on people or people hung up, but that was weird because we had callers coming in and then they all disappeared. Again with the Blog Talk stuff, right? So if you were on the line, call back in because I'll be able to get to your call, 714-816-4628. And then let's see what's going on. Okay, so Dan, that email on behalf of an individual with disabilities. Okay, so the Four of Swords shows up. So this is one of the traditional cards that indicates a delay, like the Hanged Man and other cards like that. You know, it's a thinking outside of the box card. It's four, so it's about structure. It's about taking a step back, looking at the big picture, stepping outside of your comfort zone, things like that. So, you know, with this email, there might be a delay, and then the Ten of Swords shows up, and what I instantly got from that is, you know, like it looks bad, but it's not. What I'm getting is actually the opposite. I'm getting that, you know, whatever the thing was or the issue is, that's going to be going away. Okay. So like that's going to be ending. And then the Seven of Pentacles shows up and it can have a lot of meanings, but in this case, I feel like it's going to be a good harvest from, so to speak, from this this email. And it's a seven, so that's the seeker. It may require additional input or additional communication or emails, things like that. If you're hesitant about anything in this situation, the only major arcana card I'm getting is the Fool. And so the Fool is saying, you know, whatever it is, go for it. Take the leap, even if it's a blind leap in this situation, okay? So this is really powerful because it's the only major arcana card. So if there's something where you're hesitant about doing something, taking some action, additional correspondence, anything like that, you know, that you're kind of not sure about, go for it, the Fool says. All righty. Let's see what's going on. What's been going on with you, Grand Madam Tarot? You have to let us know and fill us in. Oh, is Charlotte there? Oh, yeah, I just see. Hey, Char Char. Ah, even Coach Shakti calls her Char Char like I do. I love that. Dr. Rose, you got that from me. I know you did. Yeah. Okay. And the phone lines are wide open. I'm just checking again. Holy cow. Okay, so 714-816-4628. This may be the shortest show ever because... oh, here we go. I've been doing my daily lives and studying sound healing. You know, I'm interested in that. If you ever want to come on and do a guest spot and chat with us about sound healing, we would love to talk about that. That'd be a great topic. You know, it fits right in with Psychic Cafe. Oh, by the way, Grand Madam, have you joined Psychic Cafe? Go over to psychic.cafe and sign up if you haven't joined. We'd love to have you on the website. It's our new community, our new social networking community for the Tarot Guild and Psychic Talk, our YouTube show and radio network. I never know how to say it now because we're doing YouTube and radio. So yeah, if you'd like to come on and talk about, you know, what you're doing, your daily lives, your channel, your sound healing. Oh, by the way, just like Coach Shakti, go ahead and put in your YouTube channel link or the name of your channel into the chat here so we have it. And then that's another thing. When you join over at psychic.cafe, you can take like your last video upload, your last, you know, daily, and right there on the community page, I'm going to go there myself so I know what I'm talking about, right? Right there on, when you get there on the community page and you sign up, it only takes a minute. Go ahead, make sure you put in your profile picture like you have here on YouTube so people know who you are, and you can put in a cover image. And then if you need help with that, I have a template, and like if you want me to make up a cover so that you can promote your business or your YouTube channel or both or whatever, I can do all that for you. And then in addition, if you scroll down on the community page, that main page there, you'll see where you can, here, let me log in. It says, there's a box and it says, say what's on your mind. You just click in there. And then that's like doing a post. It's not a blog post. You can post blog posts too, but this is like a status update. And when you click in there to type, you'll see if you hover your cursor at the bottom, it says post type, and you click on that, you'll get a drop-down menu where you can do text only, text and photo, text and audio, text and video, et cetera, upload files. You can do a post background, create a background, and then post, you know, a couple lines or whatever. But if you click on video, you'll see it pops a box that says enter video URL here. That's for YouTube video URLs. So you grab it, pop it in there, say something about the video, and then hit the whatever comes up. Gosh, I forget now. I don't know if it's send or here, let me type in here. It says post. Oh, yeah, it says post. Okay, yeah. So hit the post. It'll pop up a purple post button. Click that. And that way you can post on Psychic Cafe your, you know, dailies and stuff like that. And then what I'll do is I'll go ahead and, you know, whatever content is being posted on the website, you know, if it's really good stuff, I will post out to our Instagrams, our LinkedIn properties. We have a couple of Twitters, X, lots of Facebook pages and groups, and that are groups, but also we post on groups that have like hundreds of thousands of followers and members on them on YouTube. I'm sorry, on Facebook. So if you, you know, start posting your YouTube videos, your dailies, or, you know, any other content or anything else, pictures, whatever, you know, I'll send that out also on our properties. Yeah, we do that for our members. So it's a great way to expand your reach, you know, and get people to come over to your channel and subscribe to your YouTube channel, because it'll be right there on Psychic Cafe. Awesome. Oh, and Dr. Rose, you could do the same thing, of course. You know, I posted your first video when you came back to posting on your channel. Post them all on Psychic Cafe. In fact, one way for you and Grand Madam and anybody else out there that wants to do this, you can create a group for your YouTube channel on our website. And then instead of hitting the post, you know, where it says what's on your mind on the main community page, what you do is you post in your group that you've created. And I can help you with, you know, a group cover image, a logo URL for it and everything. You know, your group should have a different logo or avatar, your picture, profile picture. They call it an avatar on Psychic Cafe, the system we use. So you should have a different avatar than on your personal profile on Psychic Cafe. It should be a picture of you on your profile. But when you create the group, it should have its own logo, which can still have your picture on it, but should have something else to differentiate it from your profile so people don't get confused. But what you can do then when you create this group for your channel is then go in the group, and just like exactly like I described before, inside of the group where it says what's on your mind, you click in there, click video, put in the YouTube video, say something about it, and then post. And then it posts to the group. So when people go to your group and hit video, the video tab, it'll show all the videos are posted on your group. But it'll also be in the stream, the activity feed on your group, and it'll post it onto the community main page. And so it's best to do it on the group so that all of your videos and everything, all your content, pictures, postings, anything that you want to put out there are all kept on this one group. So people can go back there and reference all that. They can click on video and see all your content, all of your videos. It's really cool. But it also posts it on to the community feed. So instead of posting on the community feed, all you have to do is post on the group, and then it goes out, as long as you keep your group a public group. It works just like Facebook, really. And so it'll just go out on the community feed as well. So there's another great idea. You know, join the website, Psychic Cafe, and start a group on the channel. We're going to do groups that are also – we have one for each show. So you can go to the group for that show, and they all have custom URLs. And by the way, you can have a custom URL for your group instead of Psychic Cafe group, blah, 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 you know, all this long string. We do, like, for instance, psychic.cafe/compassionate light will take you to Catherine's group for her show, or /mysticcorner for Michelle's Mystic Corner. Or the Angelic View is psychic.cafe/angelicview. Take you to that group for all the Angelic View shows. So Maria's are all posted there, and you click video, the video tab, and you can see all the previous shows. But in addition to shows, and people can do, like I said, for your YouTube channel or, you know, just a personal group, we're doing interest groups too. Like Pamela has done a group, set up a group for runes, and Ellie set up a group for decks, to talk about different decks and post deck reviews and everything like that. So like, we're not doing a forum like we did years ago. Instead, all the discussions and postings are by group. We're grouping them. And I know Michelle, I think, came up with the idea that we should talk about that. We should talk about, you know, what kind of groups should we post, I mean, create and post on. And so we might do that on tomorrow's show, because Michelle will be my guest co-host tomorrow. And we can talk about, you know, the different kinds of, you know, what do we want groups on? Reiki, energy healing, EFT. I can do a hypnosis group, talk all about hypnosis. Hypnosis for psychic development. There you go. No one's doing that, right? Which is kind of weird, because a lot of people that are into tarot and you know, psychic, other psychic work and being a psychic advisor are also hypnotherapists. And I'm surprised that there's not many people using NLP and hypnosis specifically to develop psychic ability. So that's something I want to do on the cafe. In addition to a group, I'd like to do that in general, is work on psychic development using these tools. Why not, right? Let's see. Charlotte says, I think I've already subscribed, but for some reason I'm not getting notified when you post, Shakti. Okay. So yeah, that's another thing. You can join the group. So like join Shakti's group, everybody's groups on there, and you will get notified posting on there. I think Charlotte's talking about subscribing to Shakti's YouTube channel. That's different, obviously, you know, but it might work better following the group if they create a group. And Graham Adam, you should create a group too. And whoever else, when would you like me to speak on sound healing? Well, as soon as you want. We have, you know, shows. Except for the custom shows, we have shows like, you know, all week long. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, whenever you're available, you know. We've got this Thursday available we could do next week, you know, on a Monday or a Tuesday or something like that. And then if you want to, you can hang out with us, Graham, Adam, Tarot, and we can, like, you know, do mini readings on the show, you know. And I'd like to have time to promote it, though. You know, I would say, you know, just come on tomorrow with Michelle and I. But instead, you know, let's plan a show, and I'll get Ellie or Michelle to guest co-host with me. And that way there'll be two of us to ask you questions and be able to interview you about sound healing. And then we'll take some calls later in the show. Hopefully that that sounds good to you. It sounds good to me. Let's see what else we got going on in the chat. Was there another question? Anybody? Did I miss a question after Dan's? Let's see. I'm trying to scroll back up to Dan's question. There it is. And then I'm trying to scroll down and see. And if anybody, all of our monitors, our hall monitors in there, Charlotte and Dan and Michelle and everybody, if you see that I've missed a question, let me know. Let me know. So, okay. So, Dr. Rose did say going through major changes, but it's all turning out well. I still discuss mantras on my YouTube channel. Yay. Yes. I used to call her the mantra maven. I told her she needed to do a course in a group. A group. We could do a group on Psychic Cafe on mantras, Dr. Rose. But no, I used to tease her all the time on the radio show and say, you know, mantra maven, and say that she needs to do a course / a book on mantras. Let's see. And I'll be coming back to the show from time to chat. Yeah. So we're going to let's schedule you and Madam Tarot on the show to pop in. Let's see. Charlotte, I'll be getting back to my energetic tools channel with mantras and sounds soon. Oh, that's really cool. That's really cool. What else is going on? This show is awesome, Dan says, for promoting your individual talents. I'm excited to see more hosts on different topics as well as the tarot. Yes, we want to get a lot more. So psychic mediumship, animal communication. I know Charlotte is working on that. The sound healing, energy healing, EFT, Reiki, all of that. Crystals as well. Charlotte, crystals. Okay, let me check check for phone calls here. We've got a phone call. We're going to go to that now. Area code 203. Hey, thanks for hanging in there. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Thank you. It's Pat from Connecticut.
Hi, Pat.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I would love to know about finances. I'm getting a little more and more worried about this coming year, next number of months. It seems I do different jobs, taking care of dogs and so on, and I'm losing, not necessarily losing, but when they go on vacation, I don't have work, and I just found out more is coming up, more vacations or more out of town. So it's hurting, and I'm worried, and I keep trying to get back to, you know, I'm taken care of and to pray to God, but more things keep happening. So I'd just love to know what's coming up in the next number of months financially for me.
Okay.
Thank you.
Let's see what's going on. Okay, so I was shuffling, and you're on the phone lines, but everybody on YouTube saw cards flying around.
I'm shuffling
the cards. Oh my God, it was so funny. So we're Psychic Talk on YouTube, and for everybody listening, just open a tab in your browser, type in psychic.cafe/ YouTube. That'll take you right to the channel. So one of the cards that popped out is the Fool card, and I want to, and this is really cool. I love when tarot does this. It doesn't do it all the time, but every once in a while it does this thing. And on our shows, we have a lot more synchronicities than anything else, anywhere else. And sometimes it does this. So you're in the middle of talking about, I forget how you put it, taking care of the dogs?
Well, yeah, I have different little jobs, not one big one. And
right.
So
yeah,
lately,
yeah.
But Pat,
let me just jump in. Okay, so in the Fool card, there's the dog right there.
Oh yeah.
And this is one of the this is one of the cards that flew out of the deck. So what is that telling us? That's telling us that to keep doing that, that that is a really good thing, and that actually you may want to double down on that. All right. Now let's look at the next 3 months. First of all, I have a card that I pulled, and then I pulled like a card for each of the next the next few months coming up. Okay, so I got Four of Swords.
I'm sorry to interrupt. What did you mean double down?
Double down. Oh, okay. So if the tarot is, and I'm holding this card up again for everybody that can see me, okay, on YouTube, the full card and the dog there. You know, when you get something like that, it's magical. I mean, it's one thing to, you know, shuffle the cards and pull cards and interpret the cards. But when you're specifically talking about one of the side things I'm doing is I'm doing these, you know, little here and there little jobs with dogs. And then this flies out of the deck. It's like the universe reaching out of a cloud with a hand with a wet mackerel and slapping you in the face saying, Pat, wake up, wake up. You need to double down on this, meaning I know you think it's little jobs and stuff like that, but it could be so much more. And that's what I mean by doubling down. I mean, you know, research, take a step back and think outside the box, which, by the way, is what I'm getting, what I was just about to get to when you asked me again about the doubling down. Because, like I said, I pulled cards. I pulled a card for each of the next 3 months. But the main thing was this Four of Swords that I got, which I also got when I was reading for Dan. And this is one of the thinking outside of the cards. Four is structure. Okay. Four is structure. And swords are thoughts and ideas. And so with the Four of Swords, you're taking a step back and trying to look at the big picture. So right now you are in the issue of what's going on with your finances. This is talking about let's step out of that and look at the whole big picture and the thoughts and ideas. Okay, so that's focusing on different ideas, 1, 2, 3, 4 different things involved in this to make things better. Yeah. So I know people come and they ask questions and they want us to pull cards and they want us to predict the future. Okay. And I've done long diatribes explaining on these shows about how that works or doesn't work as far as outcomes and things like that. More powerful than worrying about the finances in the situation or getting potential outcomes from me or any other card reader, psychic, whatever, more powerful is to instead focus on what you want, the opposite of that. So what's the opposite of the financial problems? Being financially stable, which is what, again, Four of Swords, foundation. Four is structure and foundation. Okay. So what it's saying is rather than worrying about the next few months, the really smart thing is to, again, full card, double down on the work with animals, increase the output, increase what you do, do additional things beyond what you currently now do with animals.
Right.
And you could create, even if it never becomes your main thing, even if it just always stays as a side hustle, you can make it so good that you don't have to worry about the money. Okay. That's what the cards are telling me. Okay. And so with this Four of Swords is think outside the box. See, what it means is you are not currently thinking of this. In other words, it's your little thing you do, okay, but you're not thinking about, okay, how do I build on that, you know? And everybody does that. They get these little side hustles, you know, but they never think about, you know, where they can take it. So, like, they make some kind of arts and crafts and they sell it on the side. And it's not even for making money. They're just having fun making this arts and crafts. But they don't think about doubling down where, okay, what if I make a website for this thing that I make? What if I put it on Etsy? What about if I put it on Amazon? You know, there's ways to expand what you're doing. It's like, okay, I do, and I'm not an expert in this. You have to figure this out, what you like to do. However, you know, the first thing that comes to mind, okay, with dogs, or okay, let's say my little side hustle is I walk dogs. Okay, now I can expand to I walk dogs and I also trim their nails. And I also give them haircuts and I shampoo them. And, I'm going to develop my own brand of dog food. You know, I know some of this sounds ridiculous. I'm just throwing out things because I don't know what it is that you want to do. But there are ways of expanding this, okay?
Yeah.
And now when I move on from the Four of Swords to these cards that I pulled, the first card that shows up is the Page of Wands. That's for the next 30 days. And what's it talking about? Okay, so in the Page of Wands, what is happening is study and learning and taking courses and things like that, you know. So what you need to do is do the research. It's research. It's study. I don't know what all you could go into. And you can do things to get a lot of ideas. For instance, YouTube is the second largest search engine in the world, the first being Google, which is YouTube owns it. You know, so, you know, go on YouTube we're getting a lot of background noise from Pat's line there. Let me put that on hold. So what you do is you go on YouTube, you start doing all kinds of searches about dogs and dog grooming and taking care of dogs and dog sitting and dog hotel, you know, creating a dog hotel. I mean, I don't know. I'm just throwing crazy stuff out there, you know. You could have a website for these businesses, these little businesses, which adds up to a big business because you're doing a lot of little things. You could have a website for all of this. And on the website, you could have a store where you sell the best, newest, most innovative, really cool stuff for animals. Everything from where they sleep and leashes and chains and, you know, the latest automatic, you know, robot cat box, you know, the food and water trays and lines of food, you know, that you could sell. And you could build up a whole enterprise on a website. So when you're doing your other things that you do, whatever it is, you know, whether it's grooming dogs, walking dogs, taking care of dogs, I don't know what it is you do. You can look into all these other areas and you could build something like a website where when you're doing all these things, you can hand out your business card. Hey, check out my website. They go there. They can start buying these products and you can get affiliate commission like from Amazon, or if you set up affiliate things, you know, with specific products, you can sell them and, you know, make anywhere from 4, 5, 6, 7% from Amazon all the way up to like, you know, 50, 75%, depending on what you set up with a company, right? And you can go onto Udemy and you can search for different courses and they're very inexpensive on Udemy, right? But see what the most popular courses are currently on Udemy that involve things with taking care of animals, animal communication, you know, pet psychic, animal community. Maybe you add that to your repertoire. I don't know, you know. And just see what the most popular courses are and take some of those courses, you know. If you already know what you're doing, which by the way, later on in the cards, there's a hint at that. If you already know what you're doing, great, you know, but if you want more inspiration or if you want to learn new techniques or things that maybe you didn't know, animal training, all this kind of stuff, it's all there on YouTube and it's all there on Udemy. So in other words, be proactive. The Fool card is also, you know, like I told Dan, because it came up for him, taking that leap of faith, going for it. That's part of it. So you got the dog, which was the, you know, cosmic wake-up call from the universe that, hey, hello, you already got something going that you could build on. And then the fool card saying, take the leap of faith. And that's the biggest thing. That's the main thing. People don't take the leap. They don't go for it. This first next 30 days, page of wands, put all your effort into finding different things you can do, different things you can add, and just, you know, God, the little nameplate things that go on dog collars, the retractable leashes. I mean, I could have so much fun with this. I mean, I almost want to do this now. I want to create a website and sell all this cool stuff, right? Plus, you can sell things for the humans. T-shirts, ball caps, coffee cups, travel tumblers, water bottle, you know, travel bottles, coffee and tea, travel things, you know. I mean, it is literally endless, Pat. Oh, my God. Just endless. If you don't know how to do it, find somebody that knows how to do it. You know, your son or your grandson or your granddaughter. You know, find somebody around you that's 12 years old, and they will be able to help you set up a website. Alternatively, send me a message because I build websites. There you go. So the next month after that is the King of Wands. So that's moving forward with what you're passionate about. Now, you may discover in your travels and your searching and your research and your learning with the Page of Wands that, well, maybe the stuff around the dog thing is not what you're really passionate about. But somewhere along the line, the next 30 days in this research, you're going to find something that you are passionate about, okay? And it may be this, what I've been describing, or it may not. I don't know. But King of Wands, it's moving forward with this, okay? And that's the next 30 days after that, okay? So, you know, I don't want to say, because we're halfway, more than halfway through February, I don't want to say February, March, April. It's actually, you know, halfway through February, 30 days, you know, into the middle of March. So the middle of March into April, middle of April is when you want to get things going. And then middle of April into the middle of May. So you're all ready for summer, because when do we start doing dog walking and everything else? It everything picks up in summer, right? And people go on vacations and need to have their dogs babysat and so forth. Then the Nine of Wands shows up for that month, that 30-day period, which is 90 days, you know, ending 90 days from now. So with the Nine of Wands, he has all these wands. They're actually staves that are put into the ground behind him, lined up like a fence. And then he's standing in front of it, holding onto one of those staves, almost for dear life, you know. I mean, he's got a bandage around his head, you know. He's literally been through the battles and everything. What that's telling me, Pat, is that you already have all the skills, abilities that you need. Yes, there is an indication with the Page of Wands that you may need a little bit more, you know, but that's minor. That's minor training, you know. Some courses, you know, they're regularly on sale anywhere from like $9.99 to $15 on Udemy. You can take a dozen courses and it won't cost you that much, you know, or half a dozen or something like that. And on YouTube, it's free. So you can look up all of these YouTube videos, anything that you want to learn surrounding this business that you want to create. You can get any of the skills you feel like you're lacking in, or you want a little brush up on or something. But because of where you are in your life right now, you in general have skills and abilities far beyond what you're assuming. All right. And that's why the Nine of Wands is showing up, you know, because after you figure out what that is that you want to expand on, that you want to really go for with the research with the Page of Wands, and then you launch it with the King of Wands. The Nine of Wands says you can, you know, further build this out with the skills and abilities you already have around business and things that you've done in the past, actually. Now, I got to move on, but I want to point out something. And that is, you know, I started off answering your question the way you asked it, you know, what's happening financially the next 3 months? All right. So I pulled cards for the next 3 months. I pulled an overarching, you know, what's going on thing with the Four of Swords. And then remember, I had that Fool card actually flew out of the deck with an important message for you about the dog. You know, that's why that popped out. And also the going for it thing with the Fool. Notice that I didn't get any cards talking about your specific financial situation over these next 3 months that I have these three cards for. I didn't get Pentacle cards. I didn't get, you know, any major arcana cards except for this Fool that flew out. That's the big takeaway from this whole conversation, is to go for it. Go for it. The dog. See the giant dog on the picture. Just go for it. But I wanted to point out the fact that I'm not getting specific information. The tarot is not saying, yes, Pat, this is what's going to happen to you financially over the next 3 months. This is going to happen this month. This is going to happen in March. This is going to happen in April, May. It's not showing me that. It's showing me what you need to know now, so that not what's going to happen or continuing to put your attention on the situation that you find yourself in with your finances now, which putting attention on that, what does that do? All that does is attract more of that in. The tarot is trying to get you away from that. The tarot is saying what you need to know now is you need to focus on what you want the situation to be, not what it is now financially, what you want it to be financially, and how you can best get that way. By following something you're passionate about and expanding on it, building onto that with, you know, little pieces that just add up to eventually either a big side hustle or may become your main thing. So I hope that helped you out, Pat. I got to move on to more callers here. Please call back in. Let us know what's going on and what happened and what you've learned and what you decided to go for over the next 30 days. You know, maybe call back in a few weeks and let us know what's going on here. I'm going to pop back to the chat here and see what's going on. We had a Mr. Calabastic come in. I can't even pronounce that properly. WOG 85. Sounds like a radio station. I love that. I just subscribe. I have a good feeling about you. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, you know, we have a lot of great people on here. So I want you to hang out, WOG, and pop in on our shows. My name is Ashley, by the way, she said. What I want to know, what's happening in love between me and my love interest? That's being covered up. Let me see if I can expand so I can read this better. We are not in much contact. We went through a falling out. Okay, so let's see if there's a possibility with that. Folks, I haven't scrolled all the way back. Did I miss another question in chat? Let's see here. So make sure you message. I don't know if you're on Facebook, Grand Madame Tarot, and or you know, if you join Psychic Cafe, you can message me right there on my profile. That's probably the best way, because I get an email from that telling me that I have a message. So, you know, it works even better. But you can also message me on Facebook, Dax Carlisle, and then we'll set that up. And Dr. Rose, I'll get a hold of you about setting up some shows with you. Oh, Dan said dog tags. Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. I call them name tags. You know, they're not always looking like a dog tag, the dog tag. When I think, because I was in the military, when I think dog tags, I think of, yeah, I think of actual dog tags for humans. I'm trying to see if I missed, anything, let me know, Dan, or Charlotte or Michelle. But I do have this question from WOG, from Ashley. I'm going to go with that one. Okay, and Jay Francis wants to know about interpreting the moon card alone. That's interesting. And we've got a phone call to, let's see, who's up next? 919. So caller 919, get ready. We're going to be coming to you right after this. Okay, so Ashley, I'm going to see what's going on here with Ashley here. Oh, this happened the last couple of times I've looked into these kind of things with relationships and, you know, falling out and, you know, are we going to get back and all that kind of stuff. This is interesting. Got the same thing that I did yesterday. I think it was yesterday I got this. Okay. So what I'm getting, Ashley, is, hold on, let me bring my screen back up so I can see what I'm doing. Eight of Cups, literally the walking away card, you know, moving onward and upward to bigger and better things. I mean, I don't think we need to look at anything else. This is kind of hinting that, you know, look, the universe says, you know, I never tell anybody that you can't get back together with somebody, that it can't work out. Typically, though, just from experience, it typically doesn't. And the reason for that, the main reason I usually find with these situations is because in order for it to work, you have to treat it like a brand new relationship. And people have difficulty letting go of the baggage. So if you look at this card, Eight of Cups is about letting go of the emotional baggage and moving it onward and upward to bigger and better things. So if you can do that, if you can let go of the emotional baggage and you can start reconciling with the person, you know, it might work. Maybe the moving up to bigger and better things is a better relationship with that person. So I don't want to poo-poo the whole idea, but I got to tell you, my first gut instinct when I saw this card was like, yeah, the tarot's saying, move on, hon. Move onward and upward. And then I got, you know, you don't even need to pull more cards, but I did, you know. And the very next card is the Nine of Swords. Okay, so it's going to be, first of all, nine, the nine energy. What relationships no longer serve us that we can let go of? You know, that's part of the nine energy. Well, also being kept up at night, look at all those swords, thoughts and ideas, you know, you're just getting back together with this particular person, getting to, you know, back together and moving on with this particular person, maybe just like literally setting yourself up for heartache and restless nights and all this kinds of stuff. If you can let go and move forward and move on, then the Lover's card shows up. Okay. Justice will prevail. Justice card. And the Three of Cups celebration. There you are out with the girlfriend celebrating. You know, this is also, whenever I get the Three of Cups in this particular kind of questioning, a lot of the time it's talking about that the right person will show up when you're ready for the right person. And part of being ready for that is not just letting go of the baggage from previous relationships and letting the previous relationship go and deciding to move onward and upward. Yes, that intention and that letting go is extremely important. But just letting your hair down and enjoying yourself and not worrying about it all the time, Nine of Swords, that actually gets the ball rolling. And also, sometimes this card is indicating it's through your friends and close family and everything, that you're actually going to, you know, meet this next person. So that's what I'm getting. I hope that helps you. Okay. I'm going to, something going on here. My cards are all messed up. Okay. So I'm going to go back to the phone lines. Let's see if there's anybody else that's come in. Harul, namaste, sir. Namaste. Thanks for joining us. A new subscriber, too. Thank you very much. I always forget, you know, I enjoy so much talking with everybody, chatting, doing readings and things like that, that, you know, the stuff you're supposed to be doing on these YouTube lives and YouTube videos in general, like telling people to subscribe and all that stuff, I just forget all the time, you know. So thanks for doing that. And I'll pop it up now. Subscribe if you haven't yet. And like this video, like our videos. Also, you know how you can really help us out? And, you know, a lot of channels don't even talk about this. If you come in and watch our lives, whether or not you have a question you want to ask or something, and you watch it from beginning to end, that helps us a lot. If there's a part that you're interested in, you know, going back and rewatching adds to the watch time. But also on our channel, we have almost 600 videos. There are free workshops and classes. You could find something you're interested in and just watch from the beginning all the way through the end. Make sure you go all the way to the end, because that actually is important in addition to people just watching it, liking it. It's the full length of watch time that really adds to the algorithm promoting us out there. Okay. So I want to put that out there, but also, you know, if you find something of interest, you know, look at all of our, they're all grouped, by the way. We have playlists so that you can go and look at the playlist for specific things. Each individual show, as well as like our workshops, are grouped together and so forth. So you can go and watch like the workshops, and that'll really help our watch hours. I think we have to get to up to 3,000 watch hours as well as 500 subscribers. So that's another way to help besides subscribing. So subscribe, like, and watch. That's what it is, right? And Ashley said, thank you. And Dan said, former Army. Cool. And Dan is a former Army dog. Okay. I suspected that. I really did. Yes, I really did. Ah, yes. So when Mary was on the channel, Ashley, she was Army Intelligence and I was Air Force Security. So we had a lot of veterans on here. Unfortunately, she had to leave us. Life issues, things going on with the family. Okay. I posted the link above. Okay. Dr. Rose, I'm looking for the link. Oh, you can just click my name here to find it. I didn't think of that. It's not letting me get to you, but I think that's because I'm on the studio. I'm on the studio. But I'm going to do something sneaky here. I'm going to go over to Psychic Cafe and see if I search. If you show up here, okay. All righty. So I'm looking through. I might have to go over to my own profile and click on videos, because the one I posted might be there. Oh, there it is. I got it. and then I'm going to copy the address. And now I can go back over here and I can pop it in for everybody. So this is Dr. Rose, Coach Shakti's channel, which, by the way, is just Coach Shakti with a one. So it's youtube.com/ the at sign, Coach Shakti, S-H-A-K-T-I, one, the number one after that. So I pop that in so everybody can go over and everybody can subscribe. Let's see, am I subscribed? Yeah, okay, I'm subscribed on there. Let me check my other YouTube channel, my other YouTube account, I should say, and see if I'm subscribed there. Yeah, I am subscribed on that one too. Okay. So yeah, I'm double subscribed on your channel, Rose. Really cool. Really cool. All righty. So I'm not seeing any more questions. If you have a question, just pop it in. Otherwise, I'm going to go back to the phone lines. Area code 919 was next. Hello, area code 919. What's your name? Where are you calling? Hi.
Hi. My name is, my name is Sandra Kay, but I go by my middle name, Kay. And presently, I'm calling from North Carolina.
Kay, North Carolina. We're just going to do it like that. Okay, Kay.
Yes.
What's going on with you?
I have several questions, but one I just want to ask about something that happened today. So I'm visiting a friend, and I'm at her house, and there's a car that has passed by a couple of times, and finally the person stopped and was taking pictures. And I'm trying to figure out if they're taking pictures of the house or my car or if I'm just being overly concerned right now.
Hmm. So you really couldn't get a feel, you know, looking at them, what they were taking a picture of?
Well, and see, that's the crazy thing. This is a new subdivision that we're in, and right beside the house I'm in is the model house, but there's nothing really to distinguish the model house. So the person drove past this house several times, and then the last time it was a stop, a complete stop and photo, and it just kind of shocked me. By the time I got ready to go to the door, they had driven off and turned.
Hmm. Let me see if anything comes up here.
Okay. And it was a burgundy-looking car that I'm talking about.
Okay, so nothing in the cars is talking about anything bad. And then the main card that I got was the Ten of Pentacles. But I pulled a bunch of other cards just to see if any warnings would pop up or anything like that, but nothing pops up that's warning. So the Page of Pentacles, the Ten of Pentacles, which is about legacy, home, family, all this kind of thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel that it has to do more with the house, and it being a new subdivision, I think that's what's going on there. I don't think anything about you or your friend personally. In reality, it's just a generalization. You know, they're maybe they thought that house was one of the model homes too, and just took pictures too. You know, I don't know.
Gotcha.
But it doesn't look.
Okay.
It doesn't look like anything sneaky or anything like that. I would have gotten different cards for that.
Good. Excellent. Mm-hmm. Excellent. I was hoping I was kind of overthinking it because, like I said, the car went by a couple of times, and then when it came back the second time, they took pictures. And it just, you know, I was like, okay, are they trying to buy the house or what? I just didn't know. But thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, they're just checking out the neighborhood, I feel. I mean, that's what I feel anyway.
Okay, good, excellent. Okay, great. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. And, hey, you said you had other questions.
Uh-huh.
Call back in another time or pop in our chat. You know, we're going to be here every day, so we'll be here tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Okay, certainly. I will.
Thanks, Kay.
Thank you so much.
That was great. And that was, you know, that was one of those unusual questions. Like, I wish we got more questions like that were unusual, that weren't the typical thing. Not that I mind doing the relationship questions, the job questions, you know, those kind of things, but, you know, it's really nice to, let's see here. I'm searching through my cards, as you can see, because I was looking for the moon card, because Jay Francis asked that question about the moon card. But yeah, so it's nice to get questions like that, right? And general questions about like the one we're about to do with Jay Francis is really cool when people ask questions, just general things they've always wanted to know about, like a particular card or a spread or a particular way of reading or just some other information, you know, even if it's the big stuff like, so how does tarot work? You know, I've got an answer for you. And if I don't, I'll get an answer from someone else. So, you know, I'll research it if I don't have an answer. But tarot numerology, if you've ever wondered how that works, you know, how do I find my life path, my attitude number? How do I find my personal year number? We love questions like that. We also like, you know, like Kay just did with the interesting, you know, different questions. Let me try to find that real quick in the chat here. Give me a second. So when I'm looking over here, I'm actually looking at the chat here. And I wanted to find the question again from Jay Francis. Where'd it go? How would you interpret the moon card alone? So there's a lot of stuff going on with the moon card, right? Let's look at the moon card. What is going on here? What is going on here? I'm going to let you in on a secret. And that is that the moon card is, for a lot of us, if you were looking at the High Priestess card from behind, think about that for a second. Yeah. So you got the crayfish down here, right? Lobster, crayfish, people call it different things. You know, I call it a crayfish. And it's coming out of a pool of water. Water is always the subconscious, the spiritual realm, something along those lines in tarot, and then going onto this road, which leads off into the distance between the two pillars. And these two towers, which I said just said pillars, because when you look at the High Priestess card, she's got the two pillars, Yachim and Boaz, black and white. And that shows the duality of the universe that we're in. This is us actually emerging from the spiritual realm into the material realm. That's what that is, this otherworldly, you know, creature of the depths. Before we're incarnate into a physical body, you know, we are just consciousness and spirit. And we're in the spiritual realm. Think of consciousness. Think of the spiritual realm as a carrier, radio carrier wave, and then consciousness is like the radio program traveling along that carrier wave, okay? Everything in the universe is made of consciousness from the spiritual realm there. So, you know, we are coming on to this path, which is the life path. And the connection with the High Priestess card is, if you look at the High Priestess card, she's guarding the secrets of the temple. Okay. And there's a veil where you can't, between the, you know, here's the towers, but it's the two columns on the High Priestess card, and there's a veil strung between them. So you can't see the inner secrets of the temple that High Priestess is guarding, right? And she's got the Torah tucked in her robe, and that's the law, you know. And Torah also spells out, a lot of things. It spells out tarot. It spells out Torah, which is law, Rota, which is wheel. I did a whole article on that. It's on the website. go over to psychic.cafe and look through the blog posts. You'll see that. I'm not going to go through all that right now. Okay, but so to know the mysteries, to know the secrets, you have to peer beyond the veil. And what happens when you peer beyond the veil in the High Priestess? What do you see? You see this. You see this giant body of water. And what it's revealing to us is that although she's talking, and all throughout tarot, we get hints of the duality of the physical universe. You have to have duality in order to have material. Energy and material objects, in order to have that, you have to have duality. Otherwise, you can't construct it, you see. But in the spiritual realm, that doesn't exist. There is no time. Everything is all one at the same time. Okay? So when you're looking through, peering past the veil of the High Priestess, you're seeing actually the moon card, and you're seeing the reality that we are pure consciousness temporarily inhabiting a physical body. And those are some of the secrets hidden behind the veil, that there is no duality. But then tarot talks about the duality and how to live in a physical universe made up of duality, so you can function in a practical sense. You're able to function, but you don't ever want to forget where you come from. We are spirit. And it's also, you know, shown again in the Temperance card and the Star card, where the figures in the cards have one foot on dry land, the material realm, and one foot on or in water, which is the spiritual realm, showing the human condition where we are straddled between the two. When we arise then out of the murky water and inhabit a physical body, because of that construct of this new existence, having a physical body but still being spirit and consciousness, splits into the anima and the enemy. We have the wolf and the domesticated dog here, the two sides of our conscious mind. Okay? That's what's going on in here. Now, as far as, and I know that has nothing to do with meanings. I know Jay Francis was asking about interpreting, which is what we're getting to now, but it helps to know what's going on with all these cards, with all this stuff. Now, there's some very obvious things here. It's the moon. It's not the sun. Huge difference getting the moon card versus the sun card in a reading. The moon reflects the sun's light and creates shadows. Things are hidden, not seen clearly, mistaken, misunderstood, difficult to interpret, not clear, all that when the moon card, you know, shows up in a reading, right? It could symbolize danger too. It could be a warning. So the advice when this card coming up would be, you know, hey, slow your roll. Be careful. Be on the lookout. You know, what in the big picture don't you actually fully see? Okay. It's also about instincts. I mean, what's going on with the dog and the wolf, right? They have those natural instincts like we do, all right? So when this card shows up, like, oh, the High Priestess, which I just said is literally the back end, you know, of this card looking the other direction, and say, what else? Like the Queen of Cups, for instance, talks about following your intuition, following your instincts, that's going to help you through. The moon card in general is, you know, it's good for shadow work. It often comes up when maybe you should be working on that. It's also about dreams. It talks a lot about dreams. And so often when I get the moon card showing up, the client needs to do dream work. They need to, they have questions they want answers to, and their subconscious, their higher self through their subconscious in the dreamscape can help them out with this. They need to program their dreams as they're going to sleep at night. And I always tell them when this card comes up, okay, first get a pad and paper, put it on your nightstand next to your bed. Now, when you go to sleep tonight, program your dreams. Tell your subconscious what you want an answer to. And when you wake up, write down everything you can remember right away before you do anything else, before you even get out of bed, write it down. That's why you put it next to your bed on the night table. And it may take several sessions to get the right information and to get it down and to fully understand it and everything, because dreams are like the moon card. And that's why the moon card indicates dreams. Back and forth, you know, it's like each other, you know. Dreams are not always super clear, and there's a lot of symbolism in everything, right? So sometimes when the card pops up, like I said earlier, it's just that simple. It's like things are not clear at this time. And, you know, maybe taking an action, making a decision, signing that contract, you know, making a big purchase is not really in your best interest right now, or saying yes to that job or that job promotion. Maybe there's more, you know, than meets the eye, as they say. It can also show up when people are having anxiety over things or fear, especially if it's in combination with like, the Nine of Swords, let's say, things like that, you know, that could be an indication. You may find yourself being afraid, you know, and fear is not a bad thing. It's a defense mechanism, right? So when the moon card shows up, and if you're having that, don't ignore that fear. Instead, examine your anxiety. Why am I fearful? Why do I have anxiety? Is it valid? What do I don't see? Or is it the opposite? Is it like my imagination is working overtime? I'm seeing shadows, but that's not really what's going on. if your fears are real, then you know what to do. You know, that's why fear is a great defense mechanism, you know. But through examination, you can find out if maybe it's some kind of an illusion. So, oh, by the way, if you get the moon card and you get like, the Seven of Cups with the moon card, this would be an indication that, yeah, it's an illusion. It's not found. It's unfounded. It's not real. Go ahead and proceed. Okay. Lastly, sometimes depending on the surrounding cards that come up, I get the moon card and right away I'm like, okay, you need to take a look at what other people are doing. Do they have a hidden agenda? Do they have hidden motives? Well, you know, what are the motives of other people? And what are your motives? Come to think of it, you know, are your motives in the right place? But be very wary of other people and their motives when this shows up, depending on the surrounding cards, you know. Trying to think of an example. I always have a hard time, you know, in the moment coming up with an example for these kind of things. But when I see it, I know it and I can explain it. But, you know, coming up with them off the top of my head. But, you know, if certain core cards show up and might indicate certain people, and then this card with that, you know, could be a good indication. Yeah. you know, be careful of illusions with this card, along with the Seven of Cups and some other cards too. Anyway, I hope that answers your question, Jay Francis. She said, I love this interpretation. Yes, yes. I'm going to have to do a whole workshop on the Mysteries of the Universe, High Priestess / Moon card thing and what's going on with that. That's always a fun workshop, you know. And there's a lot of things like that in the tarot that aren't about predicting someone's future, helping somebody with a problem, you know, relationships and career and business and jobs and, you know, all the mundane things. There's a lot of really powerful information that's hidden in the cards and combinations of cards as well. There's the lesson from the Wheel of Fortune card. There's the High Priestess and the Moon that we just talked about. There's the Cross of Manifestation with the Magician card and the Aces. Yeah, yeah. So obviously I'm not going to go through all those right now because those would be great workshops. So we're going to hit those up as workshops in a little bit here. Let's see if we have any more phone calls. No one's calling in right now. That's good because we're almost done with the show. Went a little bit longer than I thought I thought we were going to be done in the first half hour because it was slow, folks. Oh, my God. But then people started popping in. Oh, there's a new person, Lavina. Hi, Lavina and Parul. Let's see these questions. I'll see if I can answer everybody real quick. We'll do a lightning round here because we have Ania, Lavina, Parul, and I don't know, Charlotte, Dan, any of you guys see? Anybody else has a question here? But it looks like after Anita's, that's WOG85, it looks like it was, I want to say Parul's. Okay, so there's been a Supreme Court decision. It's been pending for many years. Will this Supreme Court decision be in our favor or in the favor of the opposition? Okay. Wow. Another one of those, like, wow questions. You know, and that's almost a psychic spin question. That reminds me, Michelle, if you're listening, or Dan, if you can tell Michelle, because you're going to be on the show with me tomorrow. Is there something in the news, current events, or, you know, one of the big universe questions that you would like to do with me in a psychic spin segment? Let's do a psychic spin segment tomorrow. See what comes up. Think of something to ask about for psychic spin. Now, the last one we did about, you know, what's going on with subscriptions and Amazon making us pay to get rid of the ads again, even though we're already paying. It's like, what the hell? Okay. But any big question, like how does tarot work? How does the law of attraction work? Anything along those lines is fair game for psychic spin. Anything going on in current events as well. Let's see what's going on here. Okay, good signs already. Let's see. Okay, so this Supreme Court question, gonna take a little sip of the coffee, folks. That's what I need. I need an assistant here going out and getting me fresh coffee during the show. See, Michelle has that. Michelle has Dan.
Dan, go get me an Italian soda.
You know, it's like, would be nice, right? Okay. So, right off the bat, and by the way, this is for Parul, At least that's how I'm going to pronounce it. The Six of Wands. Six is the number of success in tarot. And this is literally the success card. We can just stop right there. You know, I am going to say real quickly, though, there's still going to be some delay in this. The Ace of Cups shows up, meaning that I think folks will be emotionally satisfied with the eventual outcome. Something about the Magician card shows up. So there's something about you having the power that it's not just their decision, but I don't know how you relate to the answer or work that's done later. You know, you can manifest what you want out of this. And that's going to require a shift in foundations, because the next card is the Tower card. Okay. But that was next to the Magician card, and talking about a shift in foundations that's going to be required going forward, and using your own power of manifestation, doing the, you know, doing the things that are necessary. But it looks really good. I'm going to say yes, that it's going to be in your favor. The next one was Lavina. Where's her question? Oh, Jay Francis said, great analogy with the radio waves. Yeah. Now that you brought that up, I'm just going to mention it real quick. Just like how I try to do the analogy of a carrier radio wave and consciousness like the show traveling along the wave. And so the wave is like the quantum field that they talk about in quantum physics, which is really just the spiritual substrata of the entire universe. And when I say substrata, you know, we always think, oh, heaven up there, substrata, okay, that would be down there. No, it's not down and up and stuff. It is around and in all of us and everything, and the chair and the wall and the tree and the sun and the galaxy over there. And yeah, it's not a direction. It is the objects that are made up of molecules that are made up of vibrating with energy, molecules made up of atoms made up of subatomic particles, made up of subatomic particles that are popping in and out of existence. The scientists tell us continuously, they're not just there. They're not there unless they're observed. They are popping in and out of existence out of the quantum field. Okay, so spirit is becoming the material realm continuously all the time. And it penetrates, surrounds everything. And then to understand the human condition a little better, because Jay Francis, you know, commented on my analogy. Another analogy I do all the time is God. What is God? Okay, so the grand ocean of divinity, G.O.D. Grand ocean of divinity. So think of this huge body of water. And it's rough seas. There's waves popping up, waves, right? So if we freeze time, I can then see this wave and I can name it A, and I can wait. And this wave over here, which wave, I love that. This wave is B. So if I'm standing on wave A, I can point over here and point to wave B. Now, is wave A and wave B actually separate things, or are they still the ocean? They're still the ocean. Yes, because if we unfreeze time, what happens? They fall back into the ocean. And then other waves emerge, and then they fall back into the ocean. They never cease being the ocean. But for a fraction of a second, they can be identified as a separate thing. So I use the analogy that we as humans are waves that have come up, and we stay up there for about 70, 80 years, sometimes 100 years, sometimes less, and then we go back down in. So that is what God is, the grand ocean of divinity, and what we are. We're parts of it, existing as a semi-separate consciousness for a really brief moment in time. So, you know, this 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 years that we live is just a blink in the eye, not even a blink. It's a fraction of a blink in the entire universe, age of the universe and everything like that, you know. So just briefly, there we are, and we can identify as a separate conscious, but then we fall back into the grand ocean of divinity, or the super consciousness, as Carl Jung liked to put it. Okay, so I'm going to check real quick before we get off the air here for, let's see, more questions. And do we have, you know, phone calls? No phone calls. Good. Okay. Charlotte says, you need a French press so you can just bring it to your desk with you. I put the kitchen towel around mine. Oh, that's a great idea. And actually, when we start selling our own brand of coffee, you know, Psychic Cafe, the Mystic House Blend. And I'm going to have the bag of beans here with our logo on it. And I'm going to be doing the French press right in front of everybody and all. Because we got to be hawking that, right? You know? But yeah, another way of doing it would be to have a carafe that keeps it warm if I, you know, like brew it up instead of a French press. Let me go back to, Peru said, thank you very much for answering my confusing question. And yeah, I hope it works out for you guys over there. Yeah. Let me travel back to the Lavina's question was about Hanniket. Want to take this? Does he want to take this relationship? Is he okay? So like into me, have feelings, blah blah blah, that kind of thing. Okay, so we're gonna see what comes up for that. For that. Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, it could very well happen. So you're showing up as the Queen of Swords, and you are facing him. He is the King of Pentacles. Notice something, okay? Your attention is very strong on him. Where's his attention? What is he looking at? He's looking down at the pentacle. And then right after that, Ten of Pentacles. Okay, so he wants to establish family and everything like that. He is so focused, though, on career and money and financial investments and all that kind of thing that he has his attention on career and you have your attention on him. So it may require some work, okay? But ultimately, he wants the same thing. He wants family, legacy. This is a legacy card, Ten of Pentacles. And then the very last card I get is the Sun card. So I'm going to say a big fat yes. I really think that the potential's there. Maybe not right this second to make things really work out, because remember, he's got his attention elsewhere at the moment. And then Ania had a question. If you get to it, and I apologize if I don't get to your question, because I'm going to run out of time in just a couple of minutes. We're going to go off air streaming in 4 minutes, 30 seconds, and then I'm out of here. I want to ask, will me and Jordan reconnect romantically? Pretty much, will this situation we're going through blow over? Wow, that's like the third time today that I got this question. Okay, so the Wheel of Fortune says at the very end, yes, eventually it will blow over. However, he's showing up as the King of Wands, and you're another card right here, and then he's looking away right now, and then the Five of Wands, you know, argument, squabbling, all that kind of stuff like that. Yeah. So, you know, when I do it as a yes, no, I'm actually getting two yeses and three no's. So it's actually leaning no right now about reconnecting with him. It actually is leaning no. But I did get two major arcana cards. One is the Hierophant, which is typically a wedding card, you know, and then the Wheel of Fortune turning in your favor. And that was the last card. And so I do think it will eventually blow over and turn in your favor. But I want to say that it may require some work again. And right now it's leaning no. So you have to make it lean the other way. You have to, you know, manifest it, not just sit around and wait for him to come back or something like that. No, you got to put work in for this to work. Otherwise, you know, the Wheel of Fortune, you know, there's an old saying, fortune favors the bold. So yeah, you got the Wheel of Fortune card, but to actually make it work, you got to be bold and jump out there. Farida just came in. I'm sorry, Farida. Can I ask a question? I'm sorry, but we are at the end. We are at the end. So tomorrow, folks, and we got other people coming in like Joydy, Sanjana. Yeah, we're at the end, and I will be back tomorrow with Michelle. Yeah, and so we'll do this all over again. 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. London. We'll be back tomorrow. Remember to head over to the cafe, psychic.cafe.